From the Briar Hill Middle School in Highland Village, Texas, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. What's that? You don't know where Highland Village, Texas is? Well, neither did I. It's near Lewisville, which is just north of Dallas, and that's where our event takes place. For 13 years, Southwest Airlines has sponsored a program called Adopt a Pilot. This is where Southwest pilots go into fifth grade classrooms across the country and give the students an idea of what it's like to be a pilot. The class learns about flight and they track the pilot's travels. At the event, I spoke with Mary Calvert of our community relations group to explain what was going on.
We are going to see 330 sixth graders coming into the gym, very excited to celebrate the accomplishments of one of their classmates, Maddie Ramirez. Maddie is the winner and successfully designed and concepted our pilot tie for the 2009 Adopt-A-Pilot season.
Fifth graders who participate in the Adopt-A-Pilot program from the year before compete in the annual necktie design contest for the following year. This year's winner was selected from a record 3,100 entries. Again, Mary Calvert.
The tie is very attractive, and I think the pilots like it very much. It reflects the juvenile nature of the program and the community involvement, so we're excited about the product.
The winner of the contest this year was a young lady named Maddie Ramirez, although this story actually starts about a year ago at Heritage Elementary in Ms. Buchanan's fifth grade class.
Captain Stone came in each week and did lessons about geography and math and history and talked to us about where he traveled to, and we would map his flight plan for the week and figure out mileage and all that. And then we launched rockets, we built gliders and flew gliders. We just did many hands-on activities with Bill.
And I guess all the experiments and presentations that the pilots do somehow circle back to the physics of flying a plane or the practicality of being a pilot, the geography, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. And one other thing that he really focused on that I thought was absolutely awesome was leadership and goal setting, and talked about flight. We had that acronym up on our wall, and we had pictures, and it was...
What acronym?
Flight, fearlessness, leadership, imagination, gratitude, honesty, and tenacity. And we lived those while he was in the room. We did goal setting as to... He had them brainstorm different careers they wanted to do, where they might want to go to college. It was great.
The assembly started with Principal Mattingly introducing our Chairman of the Board, President and CEO, Gary Kelly. Oh, yeah. The sixth graders also started out by doing the wave. Cool.
How are we doing this morning? All right. Man, I like that. Y'all did the wave extremely well. Now, what we're going to do, we've had this assembly. We've got some very special guests. We have Mr. Gary Kelly, the Chief Executive Officer of Southwest Airlines, here today. And he's going to speak to you for a little bit. I'm going to give you a couple of quick facts about Mr. Kelly. Mr. Kelly's first paying job was as a carpenter's apprentice. His third grade year, he was named best citizen by his classmates. I would like to introduce Mr. Gary Kelly, CEO of Southwest Airlines.
Thanks very much. Well, good morning, boys and girls. I just can't tell you what a treat it is for me to be here with you guys this morning. I've been with Southwest Airlines, like Mr. Mattingly was saying, since 1986. And when I was in high school in San Antonio in 1971, that's when Southwest started. When I started in 1986, we had about 55 airplanes. And now Southwest has grown to be the second largest airline in the whole world. So, who knows how many airplanes Southwest Airlines has? Yes, sir. 52. Multiply that times 10. So we have 535 airplanes today. So who's flown on Southwest Airlines? And no doubt that's your favorite airline, right? All right. Well, at Southwest, Not only do we have the second largest fleet in the whole world, we have 535 airplanes, but we have 35,000 people it takes to serve our customers every single day. And every day, our folks are flying 3,400 times every single day. So we have to work together, as you all might imagine. We have to work together as a team. And let me ask you all a question. Do you want your pilots to be dumb? Do you want them to be kind of scared and wimpy? No, you want them to be smart and experienced and really tough and know exactly what to do. And I've got just the guy here to tell you all what it's like to be a captain for Southwest Airlines. So, without further ado, let me introduce Captain Bill Stone.
Morning, Briar Hill. How are you doing? Thanks for having you. Thank you, Mr. Kelly. And thank you, Mr. Mattingly. Well, every year, we have a program at Southwest Airlines called Adopt-A-Pilot. And that's where a pilot will be adopted by a class, and we'll come in once a week or every 2 weeks, and we'll do some fun stuff with the class. And this is what we did in Mrs. Buchanan's LEAP class last year over at Heritage Elementary. This happens all over the country. There's hundreds of pilots going to hundreds of classrooms talking to thousands of students. We do get to do a lot of really cool stuff. We talk about how airplanes really fly, because I never really understood that until I was maybe in the fifth or sixth grade, and I said, how does that 25 tons stay up in the air? That's just kind of a mystery to me still, but it's okay. We learn how to navigate across the country. We learn how to navigate using airways charts that we really use in the cockpit. Every year, at the end of our class, we have a little contest, and part of that is to get to design a tie. Now, we get to wear these really cool ties. Sometimes we wear Christmas ties or 4th of July ties, but we have a thing called an Adopt-A-Pilot tie. And it's not just something that Mr. Kelly and I sit down and we design one day. We let the students all over the country get to design some ties. Now, this tie is worn, like I said, by hundreds of pilots all over the country every week talking to thousands of kids. So this is a really cool thing. Believe it or not, one of Ms. Buchanan's students, actually, her tie design was selected as the Adopt-A-Pilot tie for this year. One of your classmates participated in and won this national contest. 3,000 entries. Maddie Ramirez, are you here? Come over here, Maddie. Come on. Yeah, you can come down. It's all about you right now. You gotta come down here. I think your mom and dad are here too. Laura and Mario, do you wanna come up and say hi too?
Now, this was planned as a surprise for Maddie, but sixth graders are smarter than you might think.
Maddie, I do a podcast for Southwest Airlines called Red Belly Radio. I was wondering if I could speak with you real quick. Yeah, well, congratulations on this award. You didn't know about this at all till today?
I didn't. Well, I was up there, and my friends were trying to keep a secret of what this was all about, and then I saw my tie, so I kind of figured it out.
You saw the tie actually being worn by either Captain Stone or Gary Kelly, and then you realized it then?
Yeah.
How did you design this? Did you just draw it or paint it, or did you use a computer? What?
I drew it, and then I colored it with colored pencils.
So you like art, and you draw a lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do draw.
Well, congratulations. This is a big honor. There was more than 3,000 entrants.
Yeah.
They picked your design. I know a couple years back, they combined two different kids' designs, but this is all yours.
Yeah, it is.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Maddie was presented a framed shadow box with her original art, along with a produced necktie. Now, not all of our pilots are allowed to wear this necktie, only the ones who participate in the Adopt-A-Pilot program.
Well, Captain Stone, can I speak with you real quick for Red Belly Radio?
Oh, sure. I'd love to talk.
Well, you are one of the pilots, Southwest pilot, of course, and you're involved in the Adopt-A-Pilot program.
Actually, yes. I was an Adopt-A-Pilot for some of the students here at Heritage Elementary, and they've all come on to Briar Hill now. And my daughter Sarah is in that class with Miss Buchanan and Maddie Ramirez, of course.
So we're here at the middle school because the student from last year, Maddie, was in a different school.
That's correct, yes. She's gone from fifth grade to sixth grade to the middle school now. That is correct.
And what some of the things that you teach the kids in the Adopt-A-Pilot program, just about the physics of flight? And
well, you know, we do that. We have some fun. We learn how to blow nickels into a cup using Bernoulli's principle. We look at cockpit diagrams. We get out airplane charts and show how we fly around the country. But then we start talking about all the stuff that we need to do at Southwest. We need, you know, we need to be fearless. We need to be leaders. We need to have honesty with each other. We have tenacity to get the job done every day.
Captain Stone mentioned the Bernoulli principle, and while you can use it to blow nickels into a cup, it demonstrates how wings work, and that, of course, makes planes fly. Now, this may turn into its own episode, but you can learn more about that with some links in the blog associated with this podcast on blogsouthwest.com. If you have any comments or show ideas, email me at redbellyradio@wmco.com. That does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.